You better watch out, cause we're not holding back. Uh-oh, we're ready for the next match. Let's go, 3, 2, 1, tap, don't look now. Here comes Wing Attack, here comes Wing Attack.
Welcome to another episode of the Whale Warriors Podcast with Richard and Roldy, where we talk PvP, Pokemon Go, and whatever shenanigans we are up to. This is episode...
No mess, stay blessed, let's Heracross dress.
Oh, that was good.
I know.
You added more to it.
I did. I'm like, why not make it rhyme?
And well, now you have a new job for the rest of the season. You're now the guy that fills in the blank. What's up, Richard?
What is up, dude? How are you doing?
I am great. Much better than last time we chatted. My voice is back. I sound just as handsome as ever, right?
Yeah, even more handsome.
Well, it's good to see you. Good to hear you. We're here. We have a guest today. A new guest.
Very special.
We have Motiques in the house, who just came fresh off third place. Top three, I'm going to say.
There we go.
Vancouver Regionals. Welcome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Thanks, y'all.
Congrats. Good to be here. Congrats.
Yeah, we couldn't find the top one, so we went top three. Top three, baby.
I mean, that makes sense. We used to get the winners.
We used to get the winners. No, man, it's good. I'm glad you're here. We finally got you on. I know you and I have kind of known each other for a little bit.
Yeah, last summer.
We met at GoFest Seattle. Last summer.
No,
that was 2022. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, totally. We met on the Go Battle Arena.
Mm-hmm. Very embarrassing for me.
The one that nobody could find.
You were drunk that day, Richard. I remember you showed up on my last battle. Did we face each other first?
It was my second one at least.
You had won your first one.
Yeah, I crushed like a 15-year-old kid.
All three people I played. Was it three or two? Three, right?
Three, yeah, you had to win three.
All three people I played were all legends at the time. Like they had the new legend pose, you being one of them. I don't remember what it was. But I was like, man, these guys already hit legend. I'm still like stuck in veteran. But I'm going to get my ass kicked. But I got lucky. Nope.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out for you. My buddy Michael, who was like, an amazing player. He's third in the world in Sylph a couple years ago. He did that. And his first opponent was this kid who couldn't have been older than like 10 or 11. And that poor kid lost. And then we watched him walk away crying.
Oh,
I was
no.
Like, Michael, what did you do to this child? How dare you?
He crushed his dreams. Well, I'm glad I played adults that were actually pretty good.
Yeah. So made it fun.
We got to chat a little bit. We ended up adding each other. And I remember you told me, I think you said you had a podcast as well.
I did at the time. Yeah, it was a fantasy football podcast that I did.
That's right. Oh, I kept thinking baseball, but yes, fantasy football.
Yeah.
No, you don't do it anymore.
The guy that I did it with, we just kind of got a little burnt out on that and got some new ventures going. He's gotten really into chess. And so he's been like doing chess tournaments and thinking about doing maybe some chess content creation. And we still chat football a bunch and still play a bunch of fantasy football, but the weekly episodes with the research and everything. I mean, y'all know.
Right.
Taking a break.
Well, I'm glad I was able to give you something to get redemption for, right? That loss that you had that day has carried you so far now. Look where you are now.
Yeah, that's true. Honestly, I was thinking, when I was on stage on the Twitch stream in Vancouver, it's like, man, Harold's gonna feel this victory. he's gonna watch me win. He's just gonna be like, man.
And you're right. I did. I did watch it. I had no idea you were there. I do watch. I haven't been watching them live, but I'll watch them sometime that weekend. I'll just watch the last part. I'll skip day one altogether now and just watch day two and see what's going on. And I was like, whoa, Motiques is there. This guy.
It's me.
And then, top three. Good job, man. So tell us a little bit about that tournament. How did all that go about? And how many tournaments have you done of these specific types leading up to that?
Yeah.
And
so
what's your CP check?
I have to check that out. So that was the Vancouver Regionals, of course. Vancouver is the only city that I've ever competed in a regional. I've gone each of the last 3 years, and it's truly just a like location situation. They asked me in the interview, they're like, you know, you've only done Vancouver, and what makes the city so special? Like, it's 45 minutes away.
You live in Seattle?
I live in Bellingham, Washington, so a little bit north of Seattle. But it's actually closer to get to Vancouver for me than it is to get to Seattle.
That's funny.
So Vancouver Regionals, I've done it each of the last few years. It's been awesome every time. I get to go with some of my teammates, and you know, we grab an Airbnb and we hang out for the weekend. And this tournament it's just like starting at the very beginning, I just felt good. And the team that I ended up building, I had been scrimming with another team for like a few weeks prior. And then a couple days before the tournament, I was like, well, this team is way too weak to Skarmory, way too weak to a couple other things. So I was like, I got to mix it up. I got to change a team, which was like the opposite of what I wanted to do. Because last year, I decided on my team the night before, and then I just didn't trust the stuff that I was using. And it showed in the tournament.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, but I ended up building this team full of six things that I just love to use. I know all the dimensions for inside and out. And I was just like, you know, go with what you know and try to like, you know, work with things that you're really comfortable with. And my team has like a glaring weakness that ended up biting me in the butt. I'm super weak to Cresselia. That ended
of
up
all the things
you ended up matching up with.
Yeah, I mean, I played
a Cresselia.
I think I played seven rounds in this tournament, and there was a Cresselia on every team except for one, and I beat all of them except the last two. But there's a particular, like, this is getting real nerdy, but in the Cresselia versus Altaria matchup, if Cresselia has really high defense, then it gets a bulk point against Dragon Breaths, so the Dragon Breaths, each one does less damage.
Right.
And when I ran into Lyle Jeffs in the winner's final, he has a really good Cresselia. And then my teammate Rubik's Master that came in second, he also has a really good Cresselia. And so I had been using Altaria kind of as a Cresselia counter throughout the tournament.
Unless it had a bulk point.
And then once it's got the bulk point, it just kind of dominates that matchup. So, yeah, but it worked out for me, you know, all the way to get to the top three. And so I feel like building a team based on stuff that you know, even if on paper, you know, maybe you're pretty weak to something, that really helps out with how successful you can be.
Yeah. What would you say would be maybe like your MVP of that team of six?
I think Vigoroth.
Okay. So yeah. You're running a rock slide?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I can pull up my team really quick, but
let us know what team you played.
Yeah, let me make sure I don't get it wrong.
I can copy it for the LA regionals.
Yeah, are you going to LA?
I am, yeah. Me and Richard signed up, but Richard signed up VGC.
Cool. Yeah, well, if you want
to sell out? No. Oh, no. Yeah, of course. Richard, did it sell out yet or no?
No, I don't think it's gonna because it's too close to NAIC. So unless you're on the West Coast, that's like a lot of people who have to choose between NAIC and LA. Like,
where's NAIC gonna be?
New Orleans. And it's like, I mean, I feel for that. I thought about it pretty hard because I'm like, you know what? If I lived in Texas or somewhere in the Midwest, my choice is gonna be NAIC. That's much cooler. We benefit as a lot of us on the West Coast benefit from just driving down a little bit, so it's I see why it hasn't sold out. And there's two very expensive cities, both of which are also on two very expensive weekends in New Orleans. Like, things are already, prices are already crazy because it's Pride weekend out there. And for LA, it's Memorial Day weekend, so it's not exactly financially feasible to do both. Well, unless, like,
why is NAIC better to do? Do you get more points?
Yeah, significantly mm-hmm. more points. Like the at NAIC, I was thinking about this because of my Vancouver finish. I have like an outside shot at qualifying for Worlds. That nice. I got 130 championship points for coming nice. In third in Vancouver. And if you come in 64th place at NAIC, you get 130 championship points.
Jeez.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of like a buffer. Like if more than that only exists, if more than 128 people register for NAIC, but like 200 people registered last year. So it's right. definitely going to happen. So
are you going to go to NAIC?
Not unless your podcast wants to sponsor me.
Yeah. And we'll do a GoFundMe.
Yeah,
get exactly. boutiques out there.
Our but yeah, it's actually, you know, I was thinking each. New Orleans is probably really busy. That's also my birthday weekend, the weekend of NAIC. So that's probably why a bunch of people are going. They're going to celebrate.
That's probably it. Yeah.
They're going to celebrate your birthday. I wish yeah, exactly. I could just fund you
without
too,
you.
No sense. In honor of you.
Exactly. But yeah, I picked up, I pulled up my team here that I ran in Vancouver. Let's so it was double puncher, Annihilate, and Vigoroth. Then with Charge
what
Bug,
is the Annihilate moveset?
Night Slash and Shadow Ball.
Night Slash, okay. Yeah.
Ice nice. Punches are this, yeah, ice punches for the birds. Yep. So then we've got so Annihilate, Vigoroth, Charge Bug, Azumarill, Altaria, and Shadow Gligar. Is the squad that I ran.
Okay. Solid. Yeah, because I haven't played Great League in a while, so I'm trying to... The meta hasn't shifted too drastically, though.
Not in the last, like, month or... Like, the new move yeah. update, really Shadow for Alligator was the big addition, but in Show 6, it's kind of crap.
It's too, is it too glassy?
Yeah, it's a little bit too glassy. It kind of need like for one example, it loses to Shadow Gligar if it counter swaps. Like if you safe swap Gligar and the Feraligatr comes in late, you're behind a wing yeah. attack or a Shadow Claw, and you just lose because after the wing attacks add up, then the area lays KOs. So even though a Hydro Cannon like you know deletes four Shadow Gligars, you never get there. Because your pacing's right. too low and you're too squishy.
Yeah, it's good in the Premier Ultra League right now.
Oh, yeah. I was running it a little bit, but...
yeah, I didn't end up building one, but... All right. Well, it sounds like a solid team. I'll have to figure out something. I'll probably... Well, maybe we'll do some scrims. I did San Diego, I guess, over a year ago now. A year and a half, mm-hmm. maybe. And then... Yeah. I put that team together the day that I was supposed to submit my team.
Right.
So just like pick six Pokemon you've used mm-hmm. that you know how to use well, that you know the counts for. But what other tournaments do you have going on? How are you going to qualify for Hawaii?
Yeah. So you can get the way that you earn championship points is by doing well at regionals or internationals or in local tournaments. And so there are locally, game stores can host cups and challenges, and it's the same way for VGC and TCG as well. You know, gotta make sure you're included.
How many points do you have, Richard?
104.
What is it for VGC? Is it the same 500?
It's also 500, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So because I got 130 in Vancouver, then that means that I can technically qualify, like get the rest just on locals alone, because the cap for locals is 390, because it's only nice. your first six or your highest six scoring cups and challenges. And so you can get 300 points from cups and 90 points from challenges. So technically possible, but also like sort of unlikely. I'm at like 300 some points now, right now.
Oh my gosh.
But I mean, a lot of that is boosted by that 130 in Vancouver. I did all the math, and I need to come in first in three challenges and three cups between now and June. So I'm going to be doing a little bit of driving. I drove down to Tacoma last
week. Yeah, I was going to say, how's the scene out there? Do you have a lot of local tournaments you can...
Yeah, it's pretty decent. The thing with cups is that they only happen, stores can only host a cup once per quarter, whereas they can host challenges once every month. And so to be able to get enough cups, I kind of have to travel. because we only have one store here in Bellingham that hosts tournaments. So I drove to Tacoma. There's a couple stores in Seattle that do it. Next weekend, I'm going to drive up to Vancouver again and play a cup and a challenge there. So, yeah, we'll see. It's like slim margins, but there's direct flights from Bellingham to Hawaii, and it's like, when is Worlds going to be that easy to get to, you know?
Yeah.
See if I can do it.
That's true. You got to do it. You got to do it. I believe in you.
Yeah, we'll see. I appreciate that.
Yeah, rooting for you. You got it.
I'm on the map. I'm on the map trying to see where Bellingham is. Okay. You're right by the border.
Yeah, it's like 15-minute drive to the border.
Of Canada. So, all right. Yeah.
Do you ever check like in Canada if there are, would you drive to Canada for?
Yeah. Next weekend, I'm going to go up to Vancouver again because they're doing a cup. So, like I said, I mean, that's way closer. I drove like 2.5 hours to Tacoma last weekend. Vancouver is like a 45-minute drive as long as the border traffic is light enough. So,
did you win Tacoma?
No, man. I came in second. Which was cool. I needed to win 3 cups and come in second in 1 cup. And so I just got my second place out of the way early. But I ended up running into this guy, Lugia Master, who's a really solid player. He was actually in Vancouver as well. And he lost to Lyle Jeffs, who won the whole thing. And then in the cup at Tacoma, he decided to steal Lyle Jeffs' team, which was a team that I could not figure out. And so I ended Cresselia. Up listening to him. Yeah, it was a Cresselia Shadow Gligar core.
How did it go with those in-store tournaments? Is there like a specific meta? You can use whatever you want.
It's the same exact meta. It's Open Great League, same as regionals open. And it's internationals. Open. Yeah.
Okay. So your possibility of winning are high. A lot higher. All right. Well,
yeah.
Tell us a little bit of, I know when we met, you were telling me a lot about factions, all that stuff. And if anybody that listens to our podcast knows that we've never really touched on that because I never understood it. And then it went away and I was like, oh, thank God it went away. So I don't have to talk about factions, but it's not completely gone. But tell us a little bit about factions,
sure.
Your team and how it exists, how it's pretty much evolved into what it is now.
Yeah, absolutely. So factions, I guess I'll just give a quick history lesson. But factions was a team format, 7 versus 7 players. And it was hosted by Sylph, which is no more. But, you know, Sylph used to do a bunch of individual tournaments too. They were the biggest grassroots PvP organization. And with factions, basically how it works is you would have 1 Great League specialist, 1 Ultra League specialist, 1 Master League specialist, and then you'd have 4 players that would be doing themed metas in Great League. So 2 of them would do 1 particular meta, you know, for example, like only fire, water, and grass types allowed or whatever. Right. And then they do have 2 other players that would do a different Great League meta, restricted meta. And then 7, so that's 7 players, and then those 7 players would play the opponent that's in the same slot as them, and it's best of 21. So first 1 to 11 wins because each person does a best of 3.
Oh wow, man, that would have been nice to be on a team and try to do master. I could have done master league. Did your team have a master league specialist?
Yeah, we rotated through a lot of them because it's, you know, they're some of the hardest to find. You know, you need the, hey, I'm telling you, Wing Attack 2.
I didn't promote myself enough.
You don't have to promote yourself.
I've already spent all the money to be a Master League specialist. Right.
You just got to join Wing Attack 2. Come be our Master League specialist. You'll be under the radar. Nobody will know who you are. And then you'll just dunk on people.
There you go.
It'll be so fun.
Well, all right. So now it's transitioned to, you said Battle Frontier.
Yeah, so it's transitioned to Battle Frontier. So when Sylph folded,
what's the difference now?
So it's just a different organization. It's a little less polished than Sylph was, but through no fault of Battle Frontier, what they're doing is incredible that this guy, Greg, who was on faction.
One of our biggest listeners, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not as polished, but you're doing great, Greg.
Yeah. He ended, like, he built this from the ground up when, you know, like Go Stadium and some other folks had come together and they were like, we're going to be the replacement for Sylph, basically. Like, right. You know, we'll take this on. And it just never kind of came to fruition. And eventually one day it seemed like Greg was like, screw this. I want to tap the phone with my friends. So I'm just going to build it. And it's awesome. So it's transitioned into Battle Frontier as a format. The team battling format is pretty similar. It's like there's still a Great League, Ultra League, Master League, and then four field metas is what they're called. I feel like the terminology is maybe a little different on Battle Frontier, but it's still 7-on-7. And you do have some other folks on your team that can rotate in week to week. But the thing that it's truly, if you want to get into this, if you want to be a Master League specialist, I so highly recommend it. It is the most fun that I have ever had playing Pokemon Go. Because, like, some of the rules are really interesting where you can TM your Pokemon to different moves after you see your opponent. And so you can, like, really set your techs for your particular matchup, which is pretty cool. And then also, it's legal to stream your match to have, like, your teammates watching and coaching you. And so, you know, there's nothing greater than when you're tied 9-9 and you're the last person to go and you've got your whole team in a Discord voice call with you and that's, you clinch the win.
Just yelling at you.
Yeah, but everybody's freaking out and they're excited. It's a really, really good time, and it's nice. Really special to kind of have that community and build that friendship over time. Like it's been 3 years, I think, now that I've been playing on Wing Attack, and they're like some of the closest friends that I've made in Washington since I moved out here.
That's awesome.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, it's a blast. So
your Wing Attack team is everyone's from a local from the area.
That's how we started. Everybody except,
now it's expanded.
Yeah, because you know we were pretty good at the game, and so we kept like climbing and climbing in the ranks, and we ended up needing to, like, when some folks got burnt out or whatever, then we had to recruit, and it's hard to recruit only locals that are like really, really into the team battling format. So when right. we started, it was everybody but one, our buddy Winston the Champ. He lives over on the East Coast, but everybody else was a Washington local. And now, like, our original core is still there. I think about half our team is from Washington, but we've recruited a bunch of super nice people and awesome players that are from, you know, the East Coast as well.
Very so, cool. Go ahead.
Wester, follow-up question. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, given how you guys have this battle culture, you battle a lot, et cetera, does that also translate to their performance in locals and regionals? Like, are they also, you know, top threeing with you or making day two or whatever?
Yeah.
How that goes and go?
Well, pretty hilariously, Rubik's Master, who came in second in Vancouver, is on my team. And so we played each other in the losers finals. And, like, Rubik's is better than me. I mean, he came in second in the world last year.
Right. I remember that.
So
I remember his name sounded familiar. That,
yeah.
I know he was on your team. That's cool.
He's a total badass. But like right when on. We played in Vancouver, I was like, I don't know, please let me not play Rubik's because he's watched me play so much. Like, not we do Battle Frontier, we've done factions together, we've done other team formats, like we did with me and him and Ryblit. We did a 3-on-3 format. And so we've just like seen each other play so much that it kind of panned out. He got the better of me in Vancouver and just read my mind, and those games were not close. But yeah, like lots of our team has done well. Rubik's has done really well. Ryblit has done well. Our captain, X3DX Jamar, he top cut in Vancouver a couple of years ago, and I feel like he came in like 10th in Vancouver last year. So yeah, we've got, there's actually a lot of Wing Attackers were on stage in Vancouver. It was a good time.
Right on.
Yeah. And truly, I think being on the team has made me so much better. Like, we started the team,
for sure,
me and Ryblit, and we were like, at that point, neither of us had ever hit Legend. But we were like, let's just put together a team of locals that are better than us. And if we get a bunch of people,
Attack.
Yeah, if there's a bunch of people that are better than us, we're going to, you know, we'll probably be a pretty good team. And then, you know, since then, you know, I've, you know, top three in Vancouver. Ryblit was top three in Worlds and Sylph, and has done, like, he's top 10 on the GBL leaderboards a handful of times. And so, yeah, it's, we make each other better for sure. It's a good time.
That is amazing. I'm high key jealous. I wish I had that kind of group. I still haven't found
it. We couldn't have that, Richard.
You and no, I. We couldn't. I would have gotten bored and still transitioned to VGC. But you should join them. Oh my God.
Yeah,
they,
come on.
They would love, sounds like they would love to have you.
Wing Attack 2, bro.
Wing Attack 3. I'll wait for part 3. No, I'm just too lazy to, I don't know. We'll see. I'm looking forward to the LA tournament just mm-hmm. for fun. I'm definitely probably not going to practice much. I can barely even do my PvP battles now, but we'll see. Maybe, but see, if I had a team like that, maybe mm-hmm. that'll be more exciting. Cause I don't know, over the years, this game has gotten more and more dull, I would say. Mm-hmm. How about for yourself? Like, how long have you been playing this game, and has it increased how much of your life you're spending on it, or has it changed? What is your play look like? How do you play every day? Is it all PvP centered? Because you're level 50 too, right? I saw
that's
that.
True. Yep.
So you must have been a grinder at some point.
So what's pretty funny? So I've played since day one. I downloaded the game day one. I've always been always been a big Pokemon nerd, but I never really played the main series games after the early games, mostly because I never had a DS, and so after Game Boy Advance I just fell off, and I'm sure there's some people listening to this that don't even know what a Game Boy Advance is.
True.
But yeah, so I downloaded it from day one, and I was living in Florida then, and there's no PvP community where I was in Florida at all. It's all people raiding and playing community day. And so my play at first, like, I'd try to go on a walk every, you know, pretty often. And I'd play the community days once they started, but I was never really one that did a bunch of raids. I find raiding pretty boring. But then when I moved to Washington, they had a big PvP scene in Washington, a big sylph scene. And so I started doing that basically when the mm-hmm. pandemic started. And now everything I do with this game is to facilitate me doing PvP.
PvP.
Yeah.
Right.
And I really like, I don't really go out and, I mean, I definitely play. I like to go on walks, and with the introduction of routes, it's like, all right, well, here's the route that I walk. And
hey, I still haven't met Mateo.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty unfortunate.
You have, Richard, right?
Yeah, he's the end of the route that I created.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, go on more about routes.
Just my claim of fame that I haven't even done a route.
All right, well, honestly, you're not really missing much. That's like, unless you're trying
to have that. I just want to get rid of that task, but that means I have to go out to the park or something.
And there's probably more
and
routes.
Remember to do that.
Yeah, there's probably more routes near you than you think now.
No, I'm there. You go. I just got to get a gift from him, and then I can move on to part two of this.
Wow.
A route to a new friendship.
That's epic. That task
right, so you
is
do
really
routes.
Trash. Yeah, so I do routes. I play pretty much every part of the game, except I hate to raid. The only time that I'll do raids is if there's like a relevant PvP thing.
Shadow Mewtwo.
I did not do a single Shadow
Dude,
Mewtwo.
Dude, I didn't either. Richard, did you?
Yeah, so, but we were
to go out. I was in a
me and my partner
too.
Were at the mall, and we were not gonna go. We're not gonna, like, David's even worse now when it comes to Pokemon Go.
We're too
casual. Like, the only reason we were able to do one was because we were at the mall and it was busy that day. So like, the second the egg popped, there were like 15 people in there already.
Nice.
So we're like, okay, yeah, we'll do it. Right. Yeah. So then, but beyond that, no, we're not.
Did you get the Shundo? The Shadow Shundo?
I don't even think I caught it.
Well, it was raining too, so I was like, I'm not gonna go outside.
Yeah, that is part of the challenge, being a Pokemon Go player in Northwestern mm-hmm. Washington.
You got more rain.
It never stops. It's rough. Oof. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I really love this game. It's way more interesting now than it was when it first came out.
Just, that's true.
I agree.
You know, I try to think about that sometimes. It's like, wow, when it first came out, there, you know, there was no friendship. There was no battling.
No battling.
There were no raids.
No Mateo.
All, No, Mateo, they're still not for you. Yeah. But that's okay. were just like catching Rattata and Pidgey and being
stoked.
And
that was fun.
It was fun.
And it was free.
And it was free. I'm a pretty free to play player overall.
Now, at one point you probably weren't.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely, a couple years ago, I definitely paid some more money, but it was like I would use my coins to buy the community day box, and that was it. So I really haven't invested. I've definitely invested way more time than I have money in this game, but I don't know. I have less than 10 things built for Master League, like all the way up to level 50.
Really?
Yeah, it's I have more stuff for Ultra League, but that's because those
how
are
did you get
you
to level
walk.
50? You just evolve Pidgeys all day for a thousand days.
No, I mean XP is so easy to come by these
days.
True. It's like, you know, you do great throws, excellent throws, you egg on best friendships, and you know, I've never grinded XP. I feel like it's kind of a dead stat. But compared
to excellent throws, I got a lot of excellent throws on Monday.
Dude, I was so mad. that task that you had to do, the 25 excellent throws in a row.
Oh, I didn't finish it.
Dude, I didn't finish it because
that was my fail of the week.
I guess my game bugged or something. I finished the 25 nice and 25 greats.
It didn't give you the excellence?
But I was like four behind on excellence. I was like, how is this possible? Everything's an excellent throw.
And then messed up your streak?
Yeah, it was a skill issue big time. I don't know what happened.
That means you needed to get 29 in a row.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Dude, I got up to, I think I was as high as 16. And then I wanted to throw my phone at the ground. I was so mad.
It's such an annoying task.
I got it. Like I had failed once. I did it. I failed once at 18. And then I'm like, I could feel my blood pressure rising because I only play the 1 hour a day, which is when I walk my dog. Sure. And I think it was about maybe 15 minutes into it where I'm like, oh shit. And then thankfully I have stuff in my, what's it called?
Your research stack.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. And I was mooching off from there. But it's just like I could by ball 20, I could just feel my blood pressure rising. My heart was beating fast. So I'm like, no, it's so close. And it kept, and then after 22, it just kept screenshotting. Too. I was going to be like a story in two parts. And then at 20 something and then go back to zero. But thankfully, now I finished it. So,
but you know, I had just thrown away all of my bananas that morning. Did you use your bananas? I'm assuming. I needed bananas, and then I couldn't find any, and I'm like, what a day. I threw away all my bananas, and now you have this stupid task, and it gives you not even great rewards, but you're just, I need to do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's there.
It says for only one day.
Yeah, it was
so infuriating.
It was super infuriating, but I think it's kind of funny. I mean, this is a silly thing to say on a Pokemon Go podcast, but I feel like the goal of every Pokemon Go player is to not play Pokemon Go anymore.
We can play as little as possible.
Yeah. But it's true.
You're right. That's true. And that was very smart of them because that's the hardest I've played in months. I was furious. And I was like, you know what? Should I just go out and keep going? Because I was doing it in between. So I went to the doctor to look at my finger. Mm. I broke my finger. I've talked about it a few times. But I had to go checked out. On the way home, I was doing the task. And I'm like, shit, I keep fucking this up. Should I just go out and do this again? Normally, I would not. But now I kind of want to. I didn't, but they're smart because they almost got me to play.
Yeah,
like if it was
but you persevered.
2018 all over again.
Yeah, you persevered. Yeah. And fails. Yeah.
It's so dumb because, like, I mean, it was a cute little event, I would say, just because I'm still working on level 50, and I'm like, okay, lucky egg, and I'll get. And I'm good at landing those. But it's like when you look back to 2017, 2018 with the pixel art April Fool's joke, and now we're here down to everything excellent. Like, come on, you guys have done way better, and you add on this not so fun research that's only for one day.
It's gonna drive everybody insane.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's, I try to, so I definitely, you know, I can complain about Pokemon Go with the best of them, but I try to get to a place where it's like the pixel art was so cool because it was so unique, and the early events, we remember those. They were so cool because they were unique and they weren't all the time. You know, like the first year or two of the, we'd have an event every couple months maybe, but now the whole game is an event, and they just rotate what the event is constantly. Like there are no more regular spawns.
There's no non-events.
Right. And so it's really, I've just kind of accepted that as what the game is now. And so I stopped trying to judge like how good an event is because it's just compared to, I'm trying. I don't know. I got to justify the 8 years that I've tapped my phone, right?
Right. That's true. Oh my God.
That's why we can't quit. We've invested too much of our lives into this thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But PvP is, it's the way to have fun. That'll keep you going. Yeah. That's the way to have fun for sure. There's one of my teammates, Snots. He only plays PvP pretty much. He's our Great League specialist, and he's a total badass. He's super, super good. But he pretty much only does PvP. He doesn't really go out and catch. He doesn't really do it. It's just like, nope, I've got my stuff that I use, and I crush people with it, and I'm really great at it.
Why? It's the dream. If it ain't broke,
right,
don't fix
exactly.
it. Good for him.
So like when to occasion talking that he doesn't really play either, or that he didn't even have like Pokemon to play Ultra League or Master League, he's just playing straight Great League because that's all he had. He doesn't really play. What were you saying, Richard?
I already forgot something about what happens when there's. No, I mean when there's a meta shift. If there's a meta shift, like does he go out and grind or?
Yeah, I mean, you got to put in a little bit of work, but like we were talking last cycle, which is what they call like the seasons, sort of the seasons in Battle Frontier factions. We were thinking that maybe Trash Wormadam was a good pick for him when he was building his team. He was like, I don't have a single Trash Wormadam that I could run. And we were like, how? It's been out for years. He's like, I don't know. I don't really play the game. there's a bug event coming up so he can go.
I just caught a 100% wind pod
from my on the right pod now. Right now?
Just now.
I mean, I guess it's in the name wind pod, right?
There you go. I'm going to call him.
I'm going to name him after me. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to call him third place.
No, just you got to call him top three.
Top three.
Yeah.
There top you go. Three. Oh man, wait, let's see. Well, what other things are happening, Richard? Let's go into some news stuff.
Let's go in. Wait, are we done with V? Are we done? Geez, I have a one track mind. Are we done with Pokemon Go? Are we done with PvP? What is it called?
Motiques. We're done with Motiques. We're going to.
All right, I'll see y'all later.
Well, thanks for, letting us know all about.
This is like a part one of the Motiques story because I feel like there's a lot to unravel here.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
But we need to get through some news stuff and we'll come back and we want to hear your takes too. We want to know if you're excited because Richard and I are hardly ever excited now, but I like to learn from Richard about what's going to happen in the game to give me an idea of what's going on.
Cool.
And I like to learn too because I honestly don't really know what's going on anymore these days either. There's a Community Day Classic this weekend. Are we excited for Bagon Community Day Sunday, Bacon April 7th Community from 2 Day. To 5? Bacon.
I see a no.
Mm-mm.
Well, nah. I'll play it on my Go Plus Plus as I'm driving and doing my things.
Yeah.
So I think 99% of the Pokemon catching. I catch are Go Plus Plus right now. So unless it's Stardust, is it a Stardust event?
Not even. It's 3x XP.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It's a dead stat.
It's a dead stat. I'm going to start referring to that as that once I reach level 50, of course, though, because I think I'm 8 million points away.
You're close. I looked. Did you complete all the tests?
Yes.
You're 8 million XP away. I don't know. Have you completed all the
other... those tasks? Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Those are complete. Yeah.
So maybe you want to play.
I do not. I would like not to. No, I don't. No, there's not even, I don't have a local that day, but I'm still not going to. It's
Bacon's not good at PvP.
So it's
really good at anything.
If you're going to, which you've already agreed to join Wing Attack 2 as a Master League specialist. So, since you're going to be doing that, they do allow select megas in the Master League meta, and Mega Salamence is a beast. So if you don't have a Hundo Salamence yet,
gotta go map one with Richard.
Let's go map one, or spin some stops because they're going to be there's a three spin three
the research. Three. Yep.
There he goes. He's got it.
His name's Kobe. Ready to go.
Nice. Kobe's ready
to go.
Cool. Well, let me see. Do I have enough XL? I'm actually short 56 XL.
So you can do that. Go plus plus.
I'm gonna play a little bit. Yeah, I'm gonna play a little
power
bit.
Power it up. Don't forget to Mega Evolve a Mega Pokemon for the extra Dragon XL candy.
There
you go. You'll be part of Wing Attack 2 in no time. And next thing you know, you're top four in the regionals.
Uh-huh. Top three even.
Top three.
Maybe even. Top three. I'm lucky.
All right. Well, there's the tip for the day. Party.
That's
people,
Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday. This Sunday, don't forget to, if you want the extra bacon candy, don't forget to pop in your Mega Charizard X or your Mega Altaria, your already Mega existing Salamence. Mega Bacon, Mega Salamence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All them dragon things.
Yep. Rayquaza.
Rayquaza, yes.
Mm-hmm. Your Altaria.
Shundo Black Rayquaza.
Mm-hmm. I do have one of those.
Everybody has one.
I got that. This is a real fun story. My teammate, Darker Catherine, also amazing player. She and I did a lucky trade at Vancouver last year. We got a double Shundo lucky Rayquaza. Both of
ours.
I never heard of that happening. That's awesome. No,
full odds or
it was a lucky trade. It was a lucky trade. But it's still like the odds are like 1 in 2 million or something. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's 1 in 400?
No, it's more than that for both of us to get it.
What's a 1 in 20 chance of getting a Shundo, right? Or no, what's the... No, that's nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
No, it's not.
I don't math, so I'm not going to be able to help you.
You're right. Because what's the floor? 12, 12, 12?
Yes.
So all the potential combinations of 12, 13, 14, 15 in those three stats. I don't know. If we can, me and Richard can talk news while you calculate if you want.
Yeah, we didn't go to school for math. All right. So that's pretty much it. Go out and get your bacons. Because who knows how many years it's going to be before we see this again, but I'm sure there's going to be another dragon event somewhere. Next up, we already talked about the.
All right. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to say it's a 1 in 1,296 chance of that happening.
Is that just for one of us or for both? That sounds right. Sounds right. I mean, I like 1 in 2 million better, but
sorry to interrupt, Richard. I could be completely wrong. Somebody correct us. Somebody let us know. We'll know the reveal the answer in 2 months when we record again,
Or don't, because this isn't actually very important. No, it is. Anyways, let's see what's coming up next. Players in London have something going on from March 29th to April 15th. So we're like in a week into it. They're celebrating the London Games Festival and they've got some exciting in IRL gameplay and bonuses for you and offer you don't want to miss. We're not going to talk about offers.
Our friends in the Incest podcast will enjoy that.
I'm sure they covered that. Yeah. So let's go in.
Why did they get an event?
Field research. Because there's the London Games Festival 2024 celebrates the 9th anniversary of the citywide event. So this is like, I guess, just this is just a London thing in general.
Is that why people's avatars look really funny? I've been seeing people on Twitter that like their avatar changed. I don't know.
Oh, there's like you can change the hair's color and the. You can change your avatar completely, customize it more now, apparently. Are the betas out?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the beta's only out over there. I don't know. I saw some folks that were traveling to EUIC that posted that they landed there. And maybe it was a troll post. Could have been a troll post, and I'm just an idiot. But I don't know. I know nothing about this. See, Richard, this is nice that you're teaching us about this.
Right? And this I'm news. Learning myself.
Welcome to my world. Lachlan would have an answer to this, but he's not on the pod today.
No,
he's hi, not. Lachlan.
Hi, Lachlan. So yeah, there's an in-game offer, 50% off a special bundle, which can contain, you know, we're not talking about that.
Mm-mm.
But there's, I guess, field research to, you know, reward Pokemon encounters, such as send 5 gifts, earns with a sticker, Roldy loves his stickers, earn 6 hearts with your buddy, catch 10 Pokemon, all rewarded encounter. There's timed research, me, you, and Pikachu, which it's just a bunch of basic rewards and some Pikachu stuff. Lures are 3 hours long, but doesn't include a golden lure. And they have a chance of attracting the unknown L, but not shiny. So if you're in London, especially if you're at EOIC, like, take advantage of these bonuses and let us know how it goes.
Hey, Richard, do you have that Pokemon from the golden lure?
Goldingo.
Yes. You already have one?
Yes.
Man, I still don't
have one. No, you know what? No, I don't. I have it in Scarlet and Violet, but I don't have it in Pokemon Go.
Well, you could, I mean, since you have it in Scarlet and Violet, you could just farm that. You just got to transfer it over and you can get them quick.
You transfer it over to, you can't transfer it over to Pokemon Go.
It's kind of like the Melton box for Golden Go, I guess, like the coin bag situation.
But you gotta turn on your Switch. You gotta look for your Switch. You gotta charge your Switch.
My Switch is on like 3 or 4 hours a day. So
yeah, I still need that Pokemon if I'm gonna be Master League specialist for Wing Attack 2. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I need a Goldingo.
Of any good use?
It's pretty good neat.
Master League.
Good is
Master Premier.
Yeah, for sure, Master Premier. Its claim to fame when it first came out was that it incorporates Zacian and Dialga, because it beats both of those. But now there's a bunch of other stuff that beats it. So it's kind of flimsy, but it's cool. It's a fun little guy to have.
Oh my god, it's got such a. And I don't know how much you know about main series, and if I don't know if it'll. I'm sure Goldingo will probably get its signature move, but it's probably not going to be that. It's going to be great because it's just going to be like nuke of an attack. But the problem is, it's probably going to take forever to charge. And unless does Goldingo have a good what is it called?
Bait move? Oh no, it doesn't. That's its problem right now. Its cheapest move is Shadow Ball, which is 55 energy.
I would imagine Make It Rain's gonna be worse because it's a nuke, but it also will lower your, I'm assuming, just attack because it lowers special attack in the game. But since y'all don't have that, it was just gonna be regular attack. But it's a very, very stupid move. We all hate it in our community. But so hopefully Goldingo
the gay community,
exactly.
Or the VGC community.
Yeah. Let's move on. Speaking of London, EUIC is this weekend. A couple of famous people within the Go community are going to be doing some streams to highlight this event.
Mm-hmm.
Rather go to twitch.tv/PokemonGo or /PokemonGo or youtube.com/Pokemon. You'll see familiar names such as Inadequance, Koning, Lionheart, Zionic, Zoe Two Dots, and 2-0 Butters.
Inadequance just won one of them too.
He did.
He won the Utrecht special event.
He was almost on our podcast a while ago, but we messed up the dates
because
he was in the future and we showed up at the wrong time.
So you had to settle for me.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? I'll take top three.
That's
right.
Go ahead, Richard. More famous people.
That's pretty much it. I guess they're going to be playing in some games. Friday, April 5th, 1 a.m. to 1 p.m. Oh, I guess that's a
pre-tournament.
No. You'll be able to watch battles live from London. Oh, pretty much just letting you know that they're going to be streaming the Pokemon Go playoffs. So you're guys going to be watching? Or whatever you can, considering the time differences.
That this weekend?
Yeah. It's this weekend. Yeah, it starts 1 a.m. tomorrow.
One a.m. tomorrow.
Like 1 a.m. Pacific tomorrow.
Maybe. If not, I'll watch the recap when I wake up and avoid Twitter.
Yeah.
I usually tune in for the end of it since, time. by the time I wake up, I'm just watching whatever's left.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting stuff. Good luck to have fun to all the people going to EUIC, or if you're just there going to a spectator's pass, I hope you get all the merch that you want.
I wonder if our friends in the Incense Podcast are
going
to be
there. I'm sure they're going. They went last. I think it was 2 years ago they went to EUIC, but they probably went last year, but I wasn't paying attention. But I know they went 2 years ago. They just went to spectate because they don't do PvP. So
do y'all have any picks? I don't know if y'all follow the play PvP scene as much. You have anybody you think is going to do well at EUIC? Think might, you know, maybe they'll come in top three.
No, I don't even have that for VGC.
I'm gonna say inadequate.
Well.
Well, he's casting. He's not competing.
I'm gonna say he was in the top three casters.
Out of four.
What was that? Top three. Top three casters for sure. No, I don't know. I don't know any people that are playing. What about you? What do you think, Motix? Answer that your own question, please.
Yeah. Well, I actually, I got myself.
You have a whole spreadsheet.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. No, but I mean, so technical is going to play. He's a great player. Okay.
He was at Seattle.
He was there when we were there. I think we talked about it. I was like, hey, do you know who that is? That's Tho. And you were like, yeah, I just played him on this like Battle of the YouTubers thing. No big deal.
Yes. At that time, I still had a YouTube channel. He beat me and he ended up winning the whole thing. I was the only person that beat him. One game at least. Otherwise, he swept everybody.
He's pretty good at the game.
He's pretty good.
I'm definitely rooting for probably Maximilian P.
I haven't heard of him.
He's been like top six, top four ish in a couple European tournaments. He's a really good player. Super nice guy. He was on one of my teams in a different format once, in a draft format that I've done. He's good people. He helped me prep a little bit for Vancouver, so I'm gonna be rooting for Maxi.
Shout out to him. Shout out to Max.
You know what? Before we continue on to news, because I actually would like to get, I tried asking Roldy this, but since he doesn't play competitively, seriously, how has the change from closed team sheets to open team sheets been received in the GBL community?
I think there was a lot at first. There was a lot of frustration or like outrage, because one of the great things, or I guess one of the really fun things, is being able to surprise your opponent with a move that they didn't expect. But the issue with that is that, particularly on stream, when we're at these tournaments, if you're on stream, it's a disadvantage because then people know your move sets because they're revealed on the stream. And so having open team sheets for everybody just evens that playing field. Mm-hmm. But I've gotten used to it. I think it's fine. There's one of our old Wing Attack teammates who took a break from the game. He just came back and was talking about wanting to get started again. He was like, why are there open team sheets? That like ruins all the fun of it. I was like, I don't know, bro. It's just kind of the way it is. But at first people were pretty upset, but I think everybody's pretty much used to it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Good
to know. I was very curious about it because I know that I got into VGC like a couple months after we also started doing team sheets, and now like God forbid anybody they try to take them away, they'll get pissed.
But so I feel like it affects VGC more now, right? Or like it has more of an impact because you guys have way more moves.
Yeah. No, I think what happened, or just why they had to do it, was because of Terra, the terrestrialization gimmick. It was too unpredictable, and it would just nobody would ever have an advantage. It's kind of crazy. So that makes sense. But like, I didn't see how it could or work in Pokemon Go, because your guys is limited. It's a lot more limited. You don't have to worry about items, abilities, this and that. So yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much like it's only relevant for the Pokemon that have multiple relevant moves.
Right.
Which is pretty small. It's a pretty small pool anyways.
Medicham.
Yeah, exactly. Or like in Vancouver, Cresselia was one that they talked about. Is it running Future Sight or is it running Moonblast? Because that adjusts a bunch of the matchups. And so going into it now, you know, when you see your opponent, you know what moves they're running. Or there's some other things like Clodsire has so many relevant charge moves or different things.
But by the time you get to like the final rounds, you already know what they're running because they've been on stream, right?
Definitely.
Them play.
Yeah. So that's kind of, that seemed to be sort of the reason. Like if somebody comes up through the loser's bracket and they never go on stream, then they have an advantage when you get to day two because they know their opponent's movesets. But if they were never on stream, then those movesets aren't revealed. I honestly don't think it, I mean, people were mad about it. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Just tap better and it won't matter.
Tap faster.
Skill issue.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, on. Thanks for letting me know. I was genuinely curious. I don't really talk to enough Go players anymore. So thanks for the insight.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up with, or wrap up the news with the bug out event. For all you bug chasers out there, Friday, April 10th to April 17th, we have an event bonus, which has 2x XP for catching Pokemon with nice throws or better. Ooh, I should probably take advantage of that. Increased candy for nice throws. Increased candy XL for nice throws or better for trainers level 31 and up. And increased chance to encounter shiny Combi and shiny Burmy. There you go, your friend who wanted the.
I know.
You're trying to convince. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works.
He needs
out.
Those Burmy XLs.
It has to be shiny.
Yeah, it has to be shiny.
That's good in PvP.
We're gonna get a more frequency of Caterpie, Weedle, Shuckle, Wurmple, Kricketot, Combi, Seawaddle, and Dwebble. And if you're lucky, you might encounter Nincada and Cutiefly. Even though isn't Cutiefly all over the place like right now?
It is currently.
What it feels like.
That's not meta relevant, is it?
Not even a little bit.
No. Raids will include 1-star will be Pineco, Shuckle, Nincada, Skorupi. 3-star will be Beedrill, Pinsir, Cleaver. Tapu Bulu returns to. They're really saving Tapu Fini for last. I know how much everybody's clamoring for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do a Tapu, the pink one or the yellow one.
Yep.
So
I've only.
We'll see if I do any of these.
You know, Tapu Bulu. Now that you're going to be the Master League Specialist for Wing Attack 2, Tapu Bulu does have some niche play in the fact that it's an inexpensive counter for punchers, for Kyogre. You know, it has that grass typing that is kind of helpful in that instance. So wouldn't hurt to get a Tapu Bulu. The other Tapu Koko and whatever the pink one's called, those are irrelevant. But
all right. So you heard it here first, folks. Send me your Tapu Bulu. Rate invites. I can only do 5 per day.
Oh, I think they're actually for the Heracross event, aren't they increasing the number of remote raids?
20, I believe 20. Yeah, for that whole that 48-hour, 24-hour spread since it's global. So yeah,
I will be doing 20 Tapu whatever's then. no Heracross.
There you go. Your commitment to the game is honorable.
I'll be ready soon. Let's open up another credit card. Let's get this going.
Mega raids will be Mega Charizard X, and then the Mega Heracross raid event. Field research task rewards are all uninspiring. Well, no, there's some Burmese in there. There's a wait, what's that one? I know that it's relevant. The Carabas, yeah, Carabas is the one that evolves into Scavalier, right? Yeah,
you're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah,
no, Shelmet.
Motique was the right guy, though. He'll know.
Is Carablast
the blue one?
Okay. Yeah, must be. Hold on.
Yeah,
this is. I'm showing Hopefully. My casual. Escav, yeah, Carablast goes into Escavalier.
Right on.
I don't have a single Carablast in my bag, so I couldn't figure it out. But
there's collection challenges, and there's avatar items. There's some cute little earrings of Burmy, which I think would sell really well on Etsy if somebody wants to get on it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this blog is, they don't even care anymore. They used to do like infographs and everything. And this is literally just a PowerPoint list.
They're casuals.
They fall from grace. That pretty much is it in terms. There's no event right now, is there? No. Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Is there?
There's a one where what's happening right now? The little tiny treasures and giant gems.
Yes.
There's a bunch of XXL and XXS. Oh. The sizable surprises event. That's what we're doing.
When are they going to use?
Hey, sizable surprises. Right on.
Yeah.
Richard likes that.
Mm-hmm.
When are they going to start putting XXS Pokemon in the showcases?
For real?
Yeah, I don't know. I have
been forever.
I've been hoarding them. Just my bag is clogged with them. I really just should transfer them. But
and then as soon as you transfer them,
I know
they're gonna release it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, just like when I got rid of my bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally needed them.
Yep. That's rough.
Do you do showcases? Is that since you're no?
I mean, I do. There's a showcase at the end of my street in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that one.
It's always the same Pokestop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
more likely than not.
Yeah. Or sometimes if I'm like riding in the car and I drive by a showcase and I'm like, oh, look, it's a showcase, then I'll drop in there. That's about, that's as much showcasing as I do. There's people in town that like,
same.
You know, they'll drive around. They try to drive like out of town where there's nobody there so they can guarantee that they win all three showcases. I'm like, nah, if there's a showcase when I'm picking up a pizza, then I'll drop it in there.
Yeah, I do a drive and drop, whatever's mm-hmm. there when I'm driving.
Yeah, don't drive and play Pokemon Go, though, kids.
Don't do that. Sure. I'm definitely in the passenger seat.
Yeah, of course. I'm a passenger.
I take an Uber everywhere I go. Well, Richard, we didn't talk about the Ultra Beasts are coming. Celesteela.
Oh, that's right. There's raids right now. Celesteela and Kartana.
Yep, I did a Kartana raid today. It was in the neighborhood.
Did you get a shiny?
Heck no. And it was like 13-12-12.
Do awesome. I have any?
Kartana's pretty good in Master League too. And now, see, you're going to get me to start raiding again.
Come through.
Yeah, you got to join Wing Attack.
Mm-hmm. But Wing Attack 2, though.
Wing Attack, no.
Yeah, you got to work your way
up. It's a top three wing attack, though.
That's true. That is true. It is a top three wing attack. That's right where you belong.
Well, I know Lachlan has sent me the other. What's the other guy called?
Celesteela.
Celesteela.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need Celesteela. That one looks kind of cool, shiny.
I am not doing that. I think I've paid for at most two raid passes this whole year. Or probably since maybe five total since the raid debuff.
No, yeah, I did. I'm standing ground. I've been saving my money since GoFest because GoFest I spent too much money.
Yeah, it was the same way. That's basically where I have spent is on those bit like Sinnoh Tour, GoFest, those types of things. I used to do a good bit of remote raiding back when it was still cheap and you could do more. But I haven't really done any since, and I don't intend to start now.
Yeah, too much.
Come on, principals, let's do this.
Yeah, exactly. Just working towards that casual game.
Yes, hardcore casual. That's how I live my life these days with this game. Just I play with my dog. I play when I walk my dog, and when at work, if there's a raid there, I'll gather. There's like two or three people that also raid with me, so
nice.
That's nice to do.
But not even my dog plays anymore. That's how casual I am.
Yeah, Roldy used to live the double two account life. Still does on occasion.
I see your dog's account.
My dog's account, he hardly plays. Only when I stop by a raid. And I haven't done a raid in like 2 weeks, I feel.
Yeah, so if you need to hatch an egg, did you just put the phone on their back, a little backpack, and just let them run around the yard?
I would. But if I put my phone on my dog, it would just be on the dirt and my dog's dead.
Well, that's pretty sad.
That's kind of the problem.
Yeah, we should have talked about that beforehand. Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
You did ask me earlier, is there anything I shouldn't talk about or ask you guys? And I forgot to mention that one thing.
I'm so sorry.
I thought you were a listener of the pod, man. We've been talking about this for 3 years. So there's no more news, right, Richard? That's it.
No, that's pretty much it.
So then we could talk about, we could go back to PvP then. Oh, you know what? I did have as we're going to transition into PvP, I did have a Stardust dump, Motix. We do Stardust dumps. Or Fell of the Week. My Fell of the Week was I didn't complete that stupid task and threw away all my bananas. Stardust dub is like anything you've built or wasted a bunch of Stardust on in the last week or so since we last talked. But I do have one because I hadn't built anything in a long time. But Richard, it's pretty like unique, I feel. But I built My, it's not that unique, but my stun.
Stun Fundo.
But I built the banana pancake looking one, not the metal.
The Jack Johnson round, one.
The Jack Johnson one.
Yeah.
I'm going to name him Jack Johnson and start walking that boy. But I built him for the Ultra Premiere, and he's actually like a core breaker.
Is he cooking?
I kid you not. I had him in the lead. The first three games I went in on, the people backed out immediately. That's how scared they were of my pancake.
That's incredible.
For alligator, get out of here. Get out of here. Fucking Napoleon, get out of here. Amphros. Thought that Amphros is going to be a core breaker. This thing destroys Amphros. So.
Yeah, Dragalge, get out of here. Pidgeot, get out of here. Alirath.
Well, Dragalge is... I think Dragalge beats it. Not Pidgeot. Pidgeot gets this. Can't do anything. So I discovered it, but it's too late for any listeners because the cup ends tomorrow.
Yep.
And I spent all week recovering my Elo because I got my Elo reveal finally last week.
Me too.
Oh, what'd you get?
It was like 2350. 2350 or so, 2360.
23.
Oh, Roldy was really proud of his. He nearly, I heard,
it was like 1950 was the highest, or so.
It was like 2999. No, I got 2482. I was so close to just skipping Ace. Man,
wow. That's hot.
I know, that's my highest one yet. But then I as soon as Ultra Premiere started, I tanked drastically. And I just barely got back up to right under 2,500 today with this new team. I'm going to tell you my team. And you tell me, Motix, what you think. Because I'm assuming you've been playing Ultra Premier. I've been playing Great League.
I switched over a couple days ago to Ultra Premier. I'd been playing a lot of Great League. Then I heard tell of this Greedent team. And Greedent is my favorite Ultra League.
Greedent sounds so... I love Greedent.
I love Greedent so much. Thick Girl is the best. I hate that thing. So I've been running the Greedent team. It never dies.
What is the Greedent team? I probably faced it.
I've been running Shadow Dragonite in the lead with Greedent, and then I've been kind of
Stunfisk beats Dragonite, baby.
It does. It's true.
And it takes a shield.
Yep. But I've been rotating the waters in the back. So I was running Tentacruel for a minute. Didn't really like that. I was running Shadow for Alligator for a minute. Didn't really love the Gator, and I started trying to run Empoleon. Stuffiz
beats
in the back.
Tentacruel too.
It does. It crushes.
Stuffiz beats Empoleon too.
I'm aware.
I beat your whole team by myself.
You want to do a battle right now? You want to see how?
Oh my
that
god!
Ends?
Yes, battle.
Let's do it for Elo. Put all our Elo into it. Well, okay. So I've seen those Pokemon. My team is unique. You haven't seen my team, I bet.
Nope.
I just made it.
I haven't seen
As we were setting up. I ran it on PB Poke. I finally ran it through this little team builder thing, and and it's not that great. It has a C coverage, it has a B for bulk, a B for safety, but it has an A for consistency.
We love that.
Which could be consistently bad or good, but it's been really good. But I'll tell you the team right now. So I gave you I would say the MVP is Inovan Stunfisk. Which I have not seen anyone else use.
Nope.
I've seen the Galarian Stunfisk, which I can also... Well, you can beat it in the two shields. But,
because Mudbomb's outpacing Earthquake big time.
Right.
Are you running Thundershock or Mudshot?
Thundershock. I was running Mudshot at first, but there's water, and then there's Pidgeot. So it ended up working out better to run Thundershock. They both...
Nice.
Same energy gain, same damage. So it worked out. All right. The team is, I know Richard is excited. Can't wait to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Stunfisk. Excuse me. Here's my Stunfisk with Mudshot, Mudbomb, Discharge, Annihilate, Shiny. It has to be Shiny.
Makes sense.
Right.
Running Counter. I'm not sure if this is the best double moveset. I didn't even look up what I should be running for Annihilate, but just off of feel, I'm running Ice Punch, Night Slash, and then Skuntank, which I asked you guys, what is this Pokemon called before this started? Because I can't even remember the name. Skuntank with Poison Jab, Crunch, and Trailblaze has been really good too.
Interesting.
So it's pretty solid. I've been using Skuntank as a safe swap typically.
Mm.
Especially with that Trailblaze and you double shield it. I actually took out an entire team just with Skuntank by itself because it was so ranked up, so boosted. So I'm very excited about this team that I just finally figured out yesterday.
I don't even
know if I'll finish my battles today and then I won't be able to use it tomorrow.
But. Yeah, well, and we have 10 sets a day right now too, so.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that. I've been doing like 2-3 sets a day at most, which is a lot for me. Because the last few weeks, I've done maybe one set at most every 2 days. And I know it's 10 sets per day right now.
He used to wake up at 4 to do his sets.
I did. I was so addicted, man.
Yeah.
I've
learned that the way to, at least for me, the way to climb ELO is to play less. It's just like, if you go positive one or two sets, just put the phone down and then come back tomorrow.
Like that. Yeah. I think that self-control was hard at first, but now.
Yeah, I remember wanting to try that. It didn't work out.
Yeah, like, Richard was kind of like me back in the day. He would play at work while having a meeting in person.
That's pretty expertly skilled if you can make that happen and not lose your job.
I had a problem. Like, it's kind of why BGC works out better because I'm forced to wait until I sign off from work.
Yeah.
I'm playing right now. I do the occasional battle. Pretty much. What rank am I at? I think I'm at 14. I do like to at least get to the ELO so 19. I can get the rewards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At the end of the season. ELO.
But once I get the ELO, I'm like, okay, cool. But I only typically play Master League and I'm like not interested in any pursuing further than that. Because I've been locked into the same Master Ball team for 2 years at this point. Mm. I'm like, that's it.
You know it inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
No need to learn anything new.
But the meta just keeps changing. There's so many the origin forms. There's origin forms everywhere.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Speaking of something to get mad about with this game is the fact that you cannot elite TM their special moves, because I got a 15-15-14 shiny origin Dialga without the move.
Trash.
Uh-huh.
And I just can't put it on there. And meanwhile, I got 3 14-15-15 Dialgas with the move. And that's useless.
Are they going to let us TM it at some point? Or how's that going to work?
I don't know, man. It's the only time that they haven't let us do it. Or maybe with Giratina as well. And it was ridiculous.
Yeah, because I have a Hundo Palkia that I best buddy, but it doesn't have the move either.
It's trash. Better transfer it.
Transfer it.
Not shiny, not Hundo. Worth your backspace.
Starting tomorrow, April 5th at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Washington time. We're on the same time zone, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
1 p.m. till April 12th, 1 p.m. You have Ultra League and Jungle Cup Great League Edition.
Mm-hmm. Vigoroth Cup.
The Vigoroth Cup, which I might end up playing, Richard. I don't like playing Ultra League. I like the Ultra Premier Cup, but I don't like playing Ultra League anymore. That thing is, it's like a Wild West in there. I don't even know what's going on. And games take forever. So we'll see. So I'm assuming Motique, you'll play Jungle Cup.
Yeah. I mean, Vigoroth was my MVP in Vancouver. It's one of my all time favorite Pokemon to use in PvP. Right. And, it's going to be everywhere in Jungle Cup. So
I'm going to go over the top 15 for you. And then you tell me what teams you're thinking of. So top one, we have Steelix, Dragon Tail Crunch, and Psychic Fangs. But in rank two, we have Shadow Steelix with Dragon Tail, Psychic Fangs, and Crunch. So the moves are actually swapped.
Plot twist.
You want to have Crunch on the left and Psychics on the right for the non-Shadow.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. They both are very similar in score at 96.5, 96.2. Number three is Skarmory with Steelwing, mm-hmm. Brave Bird, Sky Attack. Number four is Clodsire with Mudshot, Earthquake, Stone Edge. So nukes, which are not the Community Day moves, right? You don't need the Community Day move for that one.
Yeah, Mega Horn is a Community Day move, and nobody uses Mega Horn ever. Like, Clodsire has three moves it's going to use before Mega Trash.
Yeah, so then number five is Motique's boy right here, Vigoroth, yep. Counter, mm-hmm. Body Slam, Rock Slide, new and improved Rock Slide. We have number six, we have Abomasnow Shadow with Powder Snow, Weather Ball, and Energy Ball. Hmm. Mandibuzz at number seven, running Snarl, Dark Pulse, and Aerial Ace. We have Quagsire Shadow at number eight with Mudshot, Aqua Tail, and Stone Edge, which you do need the Community Day Aqua Tail for that one. Number nine, we have Skarmory Shadow, Steelwing, Brave Bird, Sky Attack. Number 10, we have Stunfisk.
It's your boy, Unovan Stunfisk.
But the little one, the 1500 CP guy, mm-hmm. Mudshot, Mud Bomb, Discharge. So you want to run this one with Mud Bomb. Number 11 is a regular Abomasnow. Number 12 is Guzzlord. We have
Dragon. Oh my God.
We haven't done that one in a while. I'm going to cut that out. All right. Guzzlord, Dragon Tail, Dragon Claw, Crunch. Motique has signed off. Number 13 is Mantine with Wing Attack.
Mm-hmm. Here comes Wing Attack.
Aerial Ace and Ice Beam. 14 is Shadow Swampert, Mudshot, Hydro Cannon, Earthquake. And number 15, Altaria,
mm-hmm.
with Dragon Breath, Sky Attack, and Moonblast. This Altaria does not have to worry about any Cresselias. So that's the Jungle Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Have we had the Jungle Cup before?
I think we've had it once.
I know we've had the Sylph one. Or
yeah, I feel like Jungle Cup has happened before.
We've had the little Jungle Cup. I can't remember if we've had
it. We did do that.
Yep. But do you have a team in mind?
Well, I mean, just looking at this top 15, what does my guy Vigoroth lose to? Vigoroth loses to Clodsire and beats everything else. So
there you go. So you're going to probably, it's a Vigoroth Cup?
It's going to be a Vigoroth Cup. I mean, I'll probably run like Vigoroth lead with two Vigoroth counters in the back. So, I mean, like these sims are saying that Vigoroth loses to Mantine. Kinda. Altaria, kinda. It definitely loses to Clodsire. Kind of beats Skarmory. It just doesn't really have any hard losses.
Well, I'm going to give you some teams. And these teams are brought to you by my friend, Yonkus. PvP. Mm-hmm. Do you have you heard of Yonkus?
I have. Yep.
Yeah, he's pretty.
Does he still do content? I feel like I haven't heard the name in forever.
Every single day.
He still does.
He still does. We've played a couple times in GBL. He doesn't know who I am, but that's okay.
I beat him once, and he actually put it on his video.
Nice.
He hasn't unfriended me yet, unlike Though Technical.
Yeah, well, that's impressive.
So, Yonkus came out with a team. So thank you for that. Shout out. Team number one is called the Vigo Lead with Vigoroth Lead. Mandibuzz and Dragonite Shadow.
That sounds like that's what I just said. Yeah.
That's what you just said. He stole your team. And then team number two is called the Stay In Align with Steelix Lead.
Mm.
I'm assuming you're going to stay in with that guy. Probably Psychic Fang if you have a bad lead.
Mm-hmm.
With Quagsire Shadow and Altaria in the back to clean up. All right, so that's one team. Team number three, it's called the Classic Double Water. I'm also not going to tell anybody how to play these teams. I don't really know. But the Classic Double Water, obviously, if it's a double water, you know, you got to sacrifice one of them if needed. We have Skarmory, Quagsire, and Whiscash. Oh, Whiscash wasn't in the top 15, but I guess this one might be good. Whiscash is always in the GBL tournaments. Not the GBL. The
Play Pokemon
tournaments. It's always popular. It's a Whiscash good safe swap. So I'm assuming Whiscash might be the safe swap.
Yeah, I mean, you might be wanting to safe swap Quagsire because, like, doesn't seem like there's a ton of grasses. But Quagsire can hit back a little bit better against most of them because it has some, like, You've got Ferrothorn, so Quag can hit it back with some ground damage that's neutral, or you got a Bomb of Snow and Quag could one-shot it with a Stone Edge. So, I don't know. You safe swap one Mud Boy, draw out the grass, Garm goes tap, 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 and then the other Mud Boy's good to go.
Well, there you go. You heard it from the man himself. Well, team number four is called Clod's Plan. I like the clever name on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Clod's Sire lead, Mud Shot Earth, Quick Stone Edge, with Vigoroth and Obama Snow. So I'm assuming you're using Vigoroth to bait out the fighter, to bait out the other Vigoroth.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to look and see here.
So Obama Snow's free to...
Oh, yeah, there's other punchers. There's Scrafty, Obstacoon, Toxicroak, Escav, Buzzwole, Galarian, Zapdos.
Yep.
No, yes. Those exist.
Oh, do I have that? No, I don't have that. It's the only one I'm missing.
So yeah, you probably safe swap Vigoroth. It doesn't really have a lot of losses, especially on the safe swap. So safe swap that. You bait out the puncher, then Snowman sweeps.
Oh, easy. You'll like this one. This one's a double puncher. It's called the Double Counter, team number five. You're going to run Mantine or Pelipper in the lead. I like Pelipper better. They both have Wing Attack.
Mm-hmm. It's a great
move. Wing Attack 1, Wing Attack 2. Good move, good team. And then you want to run Vigoroth and Scrafty in the back. So double counter in the back.
Nice. That's good
fun. If you don't have Scrafty, you can run Obstacoon. There's a fire team. It's just called Fire with exclamation point. Talonflame, Umbreon, and Dragouge.
Weird.
And Dragouge. That's,
yeah, that's a weird team.
More unique, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Richard's not having it.
I like the unique.
No, teams. I mean, like, Dragalge, like, what has Dragalge gotten a buff or something? Or is that just him original?
Aqua Teal got a buff. Remember that?
No.
It was like a slight buff, though, right? Does it?
Yeah.
Was
buff like the damage.
Half an extra damage. I like this one, the Dazzle. You're running Salazzle in the lead.
Oh.
If anybody has one of those.
I'll have to tell my buddy Jeff. He loves Salazzle. He's also a Master League specialist for Wing Attack too, actually. Y'all could hang out and chat Salazzle.
Do I have a Salazzle? I don't think I have one built for Great League. Don't you need a cheat to have one in Great League? Oh no, never mind.
No. No, you just need to hatch a female one.
Oh, I do have one.
Foot Salazzle. Okay.
So you can run that with Steelix and Abomasnow. That sounds interesting. I guess you're double weak to Fighter in the back. Yep. So you might
bait
it out with Steelix.
Yeah. Good fun.
Yeah, I know. I still remember how to play this game. And then there's like two other teams. But those are like the most of the teams. So I guess, thank you, Yonkus, for doing the hard work of making teams for us. They all seem kind of fun, but do whatever you want. I'm sure Richard is going to go triple steel.
Yeah. Yes, because there's no fire. I'm sure there's no fire type or ground types in the meta right now. I don't know what the meta looks like anymore.
No Vigoroth. No Vigoroth.
No Vigoroth.
No Salazzles.
Yeah.
Well, that's the next cup. After that, we might have to go over the next one too, Richard, because our schedule has been so off. But I'll just mention what's after this. Because it's easy, because Jungle Cup is actually going to be here for 2 weeks, which was a question that I had for Motiques. Like, do you like the 1 week rotation, or do we want to keep this 2 week rotation back? So this one actually will stay for 2 weeks. I'm sad that Ultra Premier is only 1 week because I felt like I just got in my groove and now it's gone, but we'll have Jungle Cup Great League Edition for another week from the 12th to the 19th with Master League. So I might switch back to Master League after that. But what do you think? What do you think about the 2 week, 1 week rotation?
I definitely am a 2 week fan. That's for exactly the reason that you just mentioned. It takes a little bit to get your groove in a meta. And when, like, I feel like last season or a couple seasons ago, like, they were all 1 week.
They were all one week.
Just as I was getting good at it, then it switched. And
then it's the next day, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like if there's a graph of my ELO, every time the cup changes, it's like, as soon as we get a new meta, it's like, I have to go backwards all over again. But it's just a constant trying to recover. Well, what ELO are you at now? Did you hit a legend already?
Nah, I haven't hit legend because I kind of slow played it because I didn't really GBL while I was prepping for Vancouver. So I'm in the like 2600s, like 2650 right now, I think.
Nice.
Climbed a couple.
Well, actually, the ELOs aren't too high right now. The highest ELO on the leaderboard is 3167. Mm-hmm.
One of my teammates, that guy Snots, that needs the Burmy XLs. He was number one on the leaderboard a couple days ago.
Oh, no way.
Yep, and another teammate, X3DX Kano7, he was top five, might still be up there. Him and So Technical are right next to each other. He sent a screenshot earlier today.
Well, that's badass. What does the pose look like? I haven't even seen it.
That's a good question.
Let me see if any of my friends have it.
Well, I mean, I guess I could go check.
Let's see. Two old butters. I'm just going to name drop a bunch of people right now. Not Fish on a Heater.
Mm-hmm.
He has the guitar one. Not Battle Bill.
Let's see.
What about Me Weedle, who won the world tournament? Oh, no, he still has the...
But I mean, that makes sense.
The kind pose.
Yeah. The only way you can change it is if you get the next one.
We used to get first place finishers on this podcast back in the day.
Oh my god.
That's all right. Y'all were less casual. Now you're casual and you get the casual finishers. Let's see. The pose
you're
looks
too
like
cool.
This.
Let me see. Oh, it's like a pointing. He's pointing at the crowd.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks kind of
shooting at Spider-Man shooting.
Yeah, it looks kind of Spider-Man.
Okay.
It's Hawaiian.
Multiverse.
Yeah. Pokemon Multiverse. I did want to mention something a little bit off to the side. For Wing Attack, one of the most fun things that I've done is I have a music background. That's what my degree was in. I write songs and whatnot. And for Wing Attack, nice. I write all of our theme songs. And I had written the theme song for my old podcast as well, but we've got like five or six different Wing Attack themes, all in different genres, and they're like 20 seconds and badass.
Do you want to play it or what?
Well I do, you know, with the recording I like play all the instruments, put it all together. It's not going to hit the same if
wait,
I
wait have
to
you recorded these
here. Oh yeah they're up on our YouTube and Twitter and
all right, can you send me one and I can add it to the end?
Yeah,
it could be
in
our
post,
outro.
You wanna
it could be our outro sound. Yeah, outro.
Perfect.
Song. I'll change it.
See, look, Roldy, more reason for you to join, because Roldy's a bit of a musician himself.
Oh, is that
of.
True
Kind
a
of.
Little bit. I do play. My friends are really good musicians too that I used to be in bands with. They actually did the theme song for our, which nice. You'll probably finally hear.
Yeah, so I'll listen to it when I'm on.
You'll
the
listen
show.
Your first episode. and the outro song is also one of my buddies wrote it too. So
nice.
We'll throw yours in.
Cool.
Wait, but where do you guys put the songs? You say you don't do content.
So we used to do a YouTube
recap. As you
walk
into the game store?
Yeah.
Your boombox?
We actually, back GoFest, did you go to the tournament afterwards, the Return to Cascadia?
I wanted to, but I did not make it.
Okay.
We got too drunk.
Yeah, that's fair. It was late. I mean, again, my teammate, Rubix, he was too good at the game, and he ended up coming in like fifth or something, so we didn't get out of there until like 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Richard and I went to the pub crawl at the other GoCast, or the people, the other podcasters put together. The pub.
Yeah.
Yeah. We decided to have fun instead.
That was smart. But yeah, we all like drove there together and rolled out of the car, and King, when we like... everybody got out of the car, King was like, where's the theme song? We need the theme song for y'all walking in. But we used to do YouTube recaps of all of our factions matches every week. All
right.
And so we put the theme songs there. And then we've just been doing like this past cycle for Battle Frontier. We did just shorts on for a single battle that we would put on Twitter. So we put the theme song in there.
Sick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, send me whichever one you want to add on to this episode.
Cool. Sounds good. I'll just send you like all six and it can just be on me for like 3 minutes.
It'll be playing the entire time underneath. Maybe I'll edit it in. All right. Cool. Sounds good. That's very cool. Yeah. What's your main instrument?
I don't know, man. like I sing, I play guitar and piano and drums and I beatbox. And so it's,
you're going to have to beatbox for us now.
What, right now?
Yeah. Let's hear a beatbox. Let's hear your top beatbox right now. You can't hear it.
Can't hear it.
No, we can't hear.
No.
Oh, that's wild.
You're like a mime beatboxing right now.
That was so wild. I don't know. I'm not sure why you can't hear the beatbox.
You gotta get closer to the mic. Try again.
Y'all can't hear that?
Kind of?
No.
Sounds like a slurp.
Sounds like you're licking the mic.
Oh, delicious. That's so bizarre. No, I don't know.
Are you just lying to us?
No, I promise. I promise I'm not. If only I could be so cool to make that one of my bits.
Oh man. All right. No. Well, the beatbox is not coming through, so you're gonna have to send me a recording.
Yeah, I'll send you a recording, you drop it in post, and you clean this all up, make it seamless for us.
It's gonna be so good. People are they're gonna be like, wow, amazing production by the Whale Lords podcast for once. Do you listen to any Pokemon podcasts?
Sometimes. I'd listen to...
Aside from ours, are we in your top three?
Yeah, for sure. Your top three Pokemon podcast.
Right, good. So we're top three.
I've listened to a little bit of the, I think it's called the Tap Tap podcast that Lundberger and Inadequence do together. I listened to the Battle Cats podcast a bit.
Do they still do the Battle Cats?
I think they do that now. It's Caleb and Anacor, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they do. I haven't listened in a little bit.
Same.
But I don't know. It's most of my podcast listening is still like fantasy football and music. So
nice. Well,
and y'all, of course, obviously, the Whale Lords as well.
We talk about fantasy football too, so maybe we'll have you on for one of those episodes.
Yeah, come through. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Anything else you want to share with our wonderful audience?
I mean, I think where it's
to follow,
just
all that stuff.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's at Elijah Motika on Twitter. All Ija, Allijah. And then follow Wing Attack PvP as well. It's always a fun time. But I think really if I could just share any wisdom about the game of Pokemon Go, do your best to play less.
Do your best to play less. That's the name of the episode right there.
Yeah, but that's the dream of every Pokemon player is to play the game just a little bit less every day.
Wise words.
Yeah, thank y'all so much for having me on.
Thanks for stopping by. We really appreciate it. It's been a jam. We'll definitely have you again at some point. Maybe after next time you place third or the board.
Yeah. Next time I'm top three.
Next time,
top three.
Even if it's a local tournament, we'll take it.
All right. Can't wait.
You better watch out, 'cause we're not holding back. Don't look now, or you'll be falling down to gold. While we're rising up to diamond. Oh, here comes Wing Attack, here comes Wing Attack. We're not holding back, we're not holding back. Here comes Wing Attack, here comes Wing Attack.